to say goodbye. I'm counting down until we say hello. Every touch is like the strongest drug. I don't know how much longer I can go.
Yeah.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A Kennedy in his corner. RFK Jr. suspends his independent presidential campaign to endorse Donald Trump. Kennedy joining Trump on stage in Battleground State, Arizona Friday, and speaking at length about his thoughts on vaccinations and the health of Americans today.
Don't you want a president that's going to make America healthy again?
RFK Jr.'s sister, Carrie Kennedy, not happy with her brother's endorsement, thinking of her father.
Were he alive today, I think the real Robert Kennedy would have detested almost everything Donald Trump represents.
An intense manhunt in Germany today for the attacker behind a deadly stabbing rampage at a street festival. At least three people killed, others badly hurt. Good news for anyone who is or planning to borrow money. Friday, Fed Chair Jerome Powell announcing that the Federal Reserve is now poised to cut interest rates in its next meeting. That sent stocks surging on Wall Street. This is ABC News. A deadly home explosion outside of Kansas City shaking the community of Excelsior Springs, Missouri, Friday morning. ABC's Trevor Ault has more.
Two people in Missouri killed in a massive home explosion so powerful authorities say it was felt miles away. The blast blowing open the doors of neighboring houses, the structure of the home reduced to rubble. Officials believe the two people killed resided at that home. Their bodies found buried in the debris along with a deceased dog. Authorities now investigating the possibility a propane leak led to the explosion.
A second former police officer is changing his plea to guilty in the deadly beating of Tyree Nichols. Emmett Martin entered a guilty plea on charges of using excessive force and witness tampering in federal court.
I'm grateful that he did plead guilty, but it doesn't help my pain. I will never have my son back.
That's Tyree's mother. Dave Packer, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. University of Wisconsin Regents have approved mass layoffs at UW-Milwaukee. Nearly three dozen employees will lose their jobs on campus. During a meeting Thursday, Regents said they were put in this position because the UW system doesn't have enough funding from the state. Often tenured professors are safe from layoffs like this, but state law ended tenure protections in 2015. The employees work in the College of General Studies, which will close next summer. UW-Milwaukee Chancellor Mark Mohn said cutting these positions is necessary, even though the Faculty Senate voted against it. And the FDA has signed off on new COVID-19 boosters. Spread of the virus is at its highest summer peak since 2022. The new boosters from Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech will roll out soon. The CDC recommends everyone over age 5 get a COVID booster and a flu shot. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers clobber the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers at the Oakland Coliseum last night, down 1-0, top of the second, with two on. Reese Hoskins at the plate on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Hoskins left field, back, and it is gone. Reese Hoskins with two strikes delivers a three-run blast. Oh, the Brewers fans are loud here in the Coliseum.
We talked about hitting it hard. Eventually, it's going to land about 102 off the bat, and it lands up the stairwell and left.
Joey Ortiz followed up with a solo home run, and the Brewers went on to beat the A's 11-3. Milwaukee with 11 runs off 14 hits. Hoskins on where did all that production at the plate come from?
I think we just came out ready to hit. You know, we haven't been shut out too much this season, so it's nice to come out and punch first, really. You know, we need to win a series here before we go back home, so get a win on the first day is a good start for that.
That's the Brewers' Reese Hoskins with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the low 80s. Clear tonight, a low around 60. Mostly sunny and low to mid 80s again for Sunday. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, a low around 65. Some showers and thunderstorms are possible on your Monday. Otherwise, partly sunny and 88.
Currently, 63 degrees.
This is Sporting Journal Radio.
Presented by OnX. Know where you stand with OnX.
All right, we're back here on Sporting Journal Radio. Thanks for tuning in on the radio network by demand, sportingjournalradio.com, or watching this on YouTube. We're going to talk about a youth event that's coming up. This is it's been really fun watching this event grow. And it's gotten to be a really big deal in Alexandria. And Dean Krebs is going to join us now to talk about it. Dean, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
The Youth Outdoor Activity Day is back again this weekend, Sunday, August 25th. Man, how many years has this been going on now?
Well, this is our 10th event in the 11th year. We missed a year because of COVID, like everything else. So, yeah. Yeah, so 10th event, 10th anniversary.
That's too bad. I mean, you think an outdoor event, you think you guys would have been able to get away with it. But that's for another podcast, another day.
That's another podcast, yeah.
No, this is great. And that just briefly, how many kids do you think were there that first year, and how many kids are you expecting this year?
Well, the first year we did this, we put this thing together, and we got a bunch of local groups to put on different activities. And, you know, I went into this thinking, man, I'd really like to have 100 kids. And you know, that anything less than that's going to be a little disappointing. 150 would be really feel good. We had 542 that first year, which just blew our minds. And what it really said was that, hey, there's a lot of need for this, and people want to do this type of stuff, and they want to try different things in the outdoors, and they really don't have an avenue to do it. And so, you know, by year five, we were up around that 2,200 mark in terms of number of kids that participated. And then last year we were at 2,875. So, you know, we're knocking on the door 3,000 kids and with parents and volunteers, close to 5,000 people that day.
That's crazy. That's great. And over 40 hands-on activities and demonstrations are planned. It's at the Alexandria Shooting Park.
We're actually up to 54 different activities this year.
Oh, wow. That's great. Well, I want to kind of talk about what some of those activities are. And I mean, just overall, that's just such a great place to host this event, isn't it?
You know, it's big, it's flat, and so that would just allows us to do, you know, all these different activities. We can do shooting events, but we do a lot of other stuff other than shooting events. Most of our stuff doesn't involve shooting. So, yeah, just, I mean, they've got everything. They're doing a really good job of adding different amenities to the facility, and it's, I was just out there last night putting some posts in the ground and that type of stuff. So, they do a great job out there, and it's great.
Why is it important for you to have an event like this?
Well, you know, this all started. My kids, I have a couple boys, they're sophomores now, but back a long time ago, we're a big outdoors family, and one of my sons, we were outside and had to go to the bathroom really bad, and he came inside and the TV was on, and he ran right over, and the TV just sucked him in, and there he sat on the couch. And I'm like, geez. If that happens to my son, what about these kids that don't ever get a chance? They don't get to try ATV riding or you know, look through binoculars or bow fishing or something like that. These people are just sitting on the kids are sitting on the couch playing video games or watching videos or whatever it is. They don't get that opportunity. So, you know, that it's important to me to get kids out in nature. There's so many benefits from it that. That's why this all started, and with the support we've had, it's, you know, a lot of people feel that way.
How many people are involved in putting this on?
Well, that's a good question. You can slice and dice that a couple different ways. So we have 10, 12, 15 on our committee that meets not quite year round. We'll start right after the first of the year. And we're really the ones that, you know, all the behind the scenes work and the organization and stuff. But then when it comes that day, I ordered close to 400 volunteer T-shirts this year, and they'll all be given out. So we're 300 and some volunteers that it takes to put the whole event on.
We should mention that this is a free, and maybe you did mention it already, but this is a free event for people, and you just want families to come out. Come out, bring your kids. It's not going to cost them anything, and then there's a ton of stuff for them to do there.
You know, not only their families, but grab another kid. Fill up a minivan with kids and bring other people. Look for those kids that don't get a chance to do this type of stuff. And bring them with you. You come out there. Every kid gets a free T-shirt. You can't get your wallet out in any way, shape, or form. We do not even accept donations that day. So everybody gets free lunch. Everybody gets free ice cream. We've got 4,000 to 5,000 pieces of sporting equipment like fishing rods and bows and arrows and BB guns and butterfly nets and that type of stuff, binoculars, to give away to kids to, you know, make sure that they have the equipment that they need to enjoy the outdoors.
And this is let's talk about some of the different activities. What can people expect there?
So we have archery and we have ATV rides. We have axe throwing and BB gun shooting, and we got a binocular scavenger hunt. I think I mentioned bull fishing already. Kids are gonna be able to shoot Nerf guns out of tree stands. That's awesome. A climbing tower, climbing wall. We got a mock duck hunt that we really like this year. We got a 30 by 8 foot. I don't know what you call it, tarp that's got a mural on it of duck hunting, and the ducks are cupped and coming in, and the kids get to lay in a layout blind, and we'll do some duck calls, and someone's going to yell take them, and they're going to jump out with Nerf guns and shoot the ducks, and that'll be cool. A pretty neat one. We got Zeiss coming in to do a binocular thing where we've got, I think, Bigfoot and a moose and a couple other things out, a couple hundred yards out, and they get to look through the binoculars and spotting scopes and see them. We've got fire building and we've got fly casting. Fly fishing isn't huge right here, although Viking Sportsman did put trout into Spruce Creek here in northern Douglas County. So people actually can do that now in our county, which is kind of rare in this part of the state.
Yeah. Interesting.
So we got geocaching, we got a mock blood trail, outdoor cooking, snowshoeing. What we do is we go get a trailer load of straw, and kids get to strap on the snowshoes and tromp around in the straw and see what it's like. And we can touch on that when we talk about the gear library, but that snowshoeing is becoming a real sought after activity.
I was just going to say, I think doing a mock blood trail, I think that's really interesting. Because that's such an important part of, you know, deer hunting in particular, maybe archery hunting, maybe even sometimes a little bit more. But teaching people how to, you know, follow a blood trail, teaching those kids how to do it, that's pretty important, I think.
Yeah, backcountry hunters and anglers put that on for us. They go out and they lay out a blood trail, and at the end of it, I think, is a whitetail fur or bear fur or something, and the kids got to find that. But they really talk about the points of, you know, what are we trying to do, and, you know, don't walk on the blood trail, and you know, where do we think this is going, and where would the next one be, and, you know, just trying to walk them through the process that you would use when you're actually trailing a real deer.
This is neat, and honestly, some of these things, I think I would just want to come and do them, you know. I think it'd be kind of fun.
Yeah. Yes. Yep. We have a lot of times we've got to shoo some of the volunteers away. It's like, all right, it's the kids' turn now.
That's pretty neat. Some of these kids have a full day of this, what do you hear from them, or what do you hear from their parents after it's over?
So we get a lot of hits on our social media right after the event, and a recurring theme is, my center daughter went out there and loved archery shooting. We've never done archery shooting, so we stopped at a local sporting goods store and bought a bow and arrow and and a target so they could shoot. And that's like, that's a big win for us. And so we get pictures on our social media, but people are really, they're excited. We try and tie the parents in as well. It's really a family thing. So there are some things like trap shooting where we want the parents to shoot with their son or daughter. And we typically do over 100, sometimes as many as 200 or close to 200 parents that are not shooters that we're introducing to shooting for the first time or one of the very few times. So not only is this a youth event, but I don't know if there's many that there's many events out there that are introducing 150 adults to shooting for the first time.
Who's doing it? There's gear available to borrow, to rent? How does that work?
Yes, Douglas County Pheasants Forever, Viking Sportsmen, and the Alexandria Public Schools have partnered together to do what we call a gear library. And it's open to the public, so anybody can do this. They can come in and for a minimal fee, we want to have a credit card on file just in case the equipment doesn't come back. But I don't think anything is more than $10, and most of it's like $1, $2, or $3. But we've got stuff for hunting, fishing, camping, ice fishing, biking, bird watching, kayaking, you name it, fat tire bikes. And it's just so people can get out and enjoy the outdoors. So they may, you know, go to Youth Outdoor Activity Day and find something they like. Let's take snowshoeing example, because that's probably the best example. And they can come and they rent a 4 or 5 pack of snowshoes, and they go out and try it that winter, and they love it. And then they can go invest in snowshoes themselves. But you know, it's a little hard. You got a family of 4 or 5, you're gonna drop $400, $500, $600 on snowshoes. That's kind of expensive to not know if you really like it or not. So you come to the gear library, you try it, you love it, and you go ahead and then you can make the investment of having snowshoes yourselves, or cross country skis, or ice fishing. We have an ice fishing event for kids in the winter as well. And we've had a number of people that have went from that. They've went to the gear library, rented the ice fishing package, went out a few times, decide they love it, and then they go do their own thing and get their own equipment.
Very cool. Well, I think that's a great idea. I think you guys are doing a great job of introducing the outdoors to people. Good luck with the event. It's the Youth Outdoor Activity Day, Sunday, August 25th. So it's this weekend. And it is, what do you say, 10 to 4?
10 to 4.
At the Alexandria Shooting Park. And, of course, that gear library up there as well. Dean Krebs, good luck this weekend. And thanks for the time today on the show.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Well, and if you're looking for a world-class walleye or white bass fishing destination this summer, check out Devils Lake, North Dakota. The walleye bite remains strong even through this time of year. Catch it all at Devils Lake. Visit devilslakend.com to learn more and to plan your trip. If you want to catch a big walleye, go where the big walleyes are. Lake of the Woods is the walleye capital of the world, with a variety of resorts and lodging facilities offering full service fishing. Lake of the Woods is also home to sturgeon, sauger, perch, trophy pike, muskie, smallmouth bass, burbot, and more. Plan your trip to Lake of the Woods today. Go to lakeofthewoodsmn.com. That's lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
You're listening to Sporting Journal Radio.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
This is Dave with your weekly fishing report from Kurtz Island Sports Shop in Minocqua. Following a couple of lousy days last week, fishing picked back up with the arrival of some stable weather. The cool down hit the bite surprisingly hard considering it wasn't major. Water temps dipped below 70 degrees by Friday, only to return into the low 70s by Sunday. Largemouth bass is doing okay to good. Action returned as water's warm. Largemouth holding on outside weed edges of 8 to 14 feet, taking tube jigs, wacky worms, swim baits, and small hair jigs. With waters warming, expect the topwater frog bite to return. Active fish will be back to smashing whopper ploppers and buzz baits by the weekend. The high temps are expected in the 80s. Smallmouth bass is doing okay to good also. Liking the warm-up, drop-shotting craw imitations, Gulf Alive minnows or leeches over rocks and gravel humps along coontail edges of 14 to 18 feet that has sandgrass pockets outside. Ned Riggs with Ned Craw's also worth trying. Bluegill is doing good too. Suspending outside weed edges 10 to 16 feet. Tiny tube jigs tipped with waxies or small leeches. Watch for the flying anhatch to happen soon, which will make for some fun topwater action. Nice steady forecast in the mid-70s until Saturday, which then will have a late summer scorcher that's going to go all the way into the 80s. Expect some good topwater action for largemouth, smallies, and muskies. Perch and walleye and gill action should improve also. Typically a quiet weekend with school preparations leading to a lull of activity on the lakes. This is Dave from Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Good luck, anglers.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
Join the excitement at Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin on Friday, August 30th from 4:30 to 7:30 for a fantastic Glidden Fair kickoff. Enjoy family fun for all ages with games and activities from the Phillips Children's Museum, classic cars and 50s and 60s music. Spin the 9AQ County Prize Wheel for local business certificates and savor delicious food and drink specials from Lena's. Don't miss out. Come and make some memories on Friday, August 30th from 4:30 to 7:30 at Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your forecast. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the low 80s. Clear tonight, a low around 60. Mostly sunny and low to mid 80s again for Sunday. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, a low around 65. Some showers and thunderstorms are possible on your Monday. Otherwise, partly sunny and 88.
Currently, 63 degrees.
This is Sporting Journal Radio.
Presented by OnX. Know where you stand with OnX.
Hi, this is Sporting Journal Radio. Thanks for tuning in wherever you're getting this. Maybe it's a downloadable podcast. Maybe you're watching this on YouTube. Thank you very much. Joe Henry from Lake of the Woods Tourism joins us now to talk about a fishing report up at Lake of the Woods and some events that are coming up, some events that have taken place. And Joe, you know, we spent a week up there with you last week, had a great time. And when we spoke last week, we were halfway through, pretty much halfway through our week up there. And we had some tougher weather while we were out there fishing. We still caught our fish, had a huge fish fry that night. But then the weather got a little bit nicer on the second day up there, Joe.
It did. Well, if you remember the last time I filmed with you, we were at a cabin at a resort up on Lake of the Woods. And I just got done cutting about probably, I don't know, 35 or 40 fish or whatever it was, you know, walleyes and saugers. And we cranked out that radio interview over a couple of what they called Diet Cokes. I can't remember what you called those. Something like that.
Sure.
Something like that. But no, it was a good trip. And, you know, day two was better weather. And, you know, it's also why some people, when they go to the Lake of the Woods or go on any fishing trip anywhere, it's nice to have a few days, because if you have the front end or back end that has a certain kind of weather, it normally changes. And the first day we went out, it was rainy and it was windy. And you know what? I had to adjust our plan. I didn't, you know that the spot I wanted to go to, there were big waves and it was tough fishing. And we ended up going to a spot that was out of the wind behind some islands. And I had to go fishing. And my gosh, if Lake of the Woods didn't bail us out, we caught really good fish. And if you remember on that same day when we came home, we left with just a little bit of time. And I said I wanted to try a spot against somewhat against a leeward shoreline that I just wanted to check it, just to check it. It was fishing memories, but it was structure. And it was in the Knight and Bridges area and of Lake of the Woods, which are islands on the east side of Big Traverse Bay. And we came down and we took a drift over a reef. And, man, I was marking fish on top of that reef. And if you remember, we tripled up. Mm-hmm. And there were some really nice walleyes. So we put that in the back pocket. The next day, we went up to that area. And that's where we fished all day long. If you notice, I didn't go on top of the reef at all. Mm-hmm. And the reason I didn't is because one of our anglers got snagged like three times on those rocks. You couldn't keep it out of the rocks. So I purposely said, well, if these fish are adjacent, if they're in that mud, it's a north wind. We could be drifting against that and right, you know, parallel with that rock and that mud, Brett. And, you know, we put a really nice day together, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. I mean, we caught a limit of fish. We caught some slot fish that had to go back. Somebody in the boat had a couple of good ones up to the boat that they ended up losing. We won't say any names.
You know, it's that's hard though. You know, all kidding aside, you know, when you talk about Lake of the Woods, you talk about the big fish. You know, you get a good one hooked up, and you're just a couple of cranks away from maybe seeing the fish below the boat, and somehow it just comes unglued. It happens. Yeah. And you know, you think about it. How many times do you get a big walleye in the net, and that hook pops out in the net?
I mean, Joe, we caught so many fish. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was fun. Well, you know, and the other thing I'll mention too, one thing I kind of recall is we started doing better. We had 2 ounce weights on, and we were fishing on like that 31 to 34 feet, something like that. It was hard for everybody with a little bit of wind and a little bit of speed. It was hard for everybody to feel the bottom with those 2 ounce weights. So we added an ounce. We went to about 3 ounces. And when we went to 3 ounces, everybody could feel the bottom. We started catching more fish.
Yeah, I think I had 4 ounces. But I was on the other side trying to stay in front of the guys on the other side of the boat. So
you were fishing under the charter boat as we drifted sideways, and you wanted to stay short because the guys in the other boat were a little bit longer, and you keep your lines spread out right apart.
Yeah, and it worked. You know, once we got it figured out, it worked out pretty well. And, you know, and it was fun to see, you know, because not all those guys had done a ton of fishing, and watching them just pull in, you know, a bunch of walleyes was a lot of fun, Joe.
Well, isn't it as a guide? I hardly fished, but you know, as a guide, it's so much more enjoyable at this point. I've caught many walleyes, and I still enjoy it. But I mean, it's so much more enjoyable to watch somebody who doesn't catch walleyes go out there and get a tug on their line and set the hook and have the rod bend and see the smile on their face. I mean, this isn't I'm not trying to be goofy, but I mean, it's cool because there's authentic emotion when you scoop that nice walleye up or that sauger. Or, you know, one of the guys in Mojiles got a nice pike, you know, and that thing was ripping drag. And I mean, it's just it's enjoyment, isn't it?
And there was some authentic emotion coming out of Giles on the boat, too.
Oh, good God. You know, I kept saying, I apologize, guys. He didn't take his medication today.
No, it's a good time, Joe. And oh, look, yeah, nice perch. We caught nice saugers, nice perch, nice
Giles
pike.
A nice perch. And
some nice walleyes.
You know, yeah, you know, when you fish on Lake of the Woods, you know, you get a good chance to catch a multi-species. And you know what amazed me is, of course, so we did that second day, caught a bunch of fish, cleaned them up, and then we both ended up over that David A. Anderson Memorial a walleye shootout rules meeting that night.
Yeah.
And, you know, so Warrior Boats has their tournament up at Lake of the Woods, and, you know, they had 155 boats this year. The biggest number of boats in a tournament in Minnesota all year long.
We also, Joe, we interviewed this husband and wife couple from Cloquet. It was kind of funny. I was walking around. I think you were talking to the husband, and, you know, and then somebody pulled you away. So then I started talking to him. He's like, yeah, I'm here fishing with my wife. I'm like, oh, it was just kind of neat that they're all Warrior owners. And some of them are just, I'm not going to call them weekend warriors, but some of them are just people that like to go fish, and they just happen to own Warrior boats, and they're going up against some of these, you know, hardcore tournament anglers. So it's an interesting tournament that matches up a lot of different people from a lot of different areas, people coming from all over the country. And the winners had a huge bag, Joe.
They had five walleyes that averaged over 55 pounds, over 11 pounds per fish. With full disclosure, you know, when they do the conversion from inches, because what they do is they use the aim format, which is catch, record, release. So what they do is they put that walleye on a bump board, on a ruler, take a picture of it, and then they hold up the hero shot. And once they know they have those two pictures solid in the camera, then they let that walleye go. And I'll tell you, sure feels good when you're fishing a tournament to let a big walleye go and swim away, and you still get credit for it rather than beating up in a live well. Now, with that being said, they have a conversion chart. So if you catch a 31-inch walleye, it converts it to pounds. And their conversion is a little bit liberal, I'd say. It's a little bit heavy. But nonetheless, three of their five walleyes were over 30 inches.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to talk about amazing. There's a 31.75 incher right there on the screen if you're watching this on YouTube. But I tell you what, they caught some monster walleyes. And I really believe that a lot of the anglers that caught those monster walleyes were sharpshooting them with forward-facing sonar.
They were. And I know, I'm trying to remember, I was trying to look it up here, but one of those guys that was on the winning team had never caught a 30-inch walleye before. And I think he
really?
Caught... I think he either caught the 31 3/4 or two of them that were over 30. I can't remember, but never caught a 30 before. And what a time to catch your first and your second 30-inch walleye.
Well, you know, it brings me back. And you know the old Forrest Gump saying, I always say, you want to catch your monster walleye.
That's right.
You might want to start thinking about fishing on a lake that has a lot of monster walleyes. But those guys are good sticks. You know, it was interesting. You know, you talk about there's people out there that are fishing that are pros, and they're out there to win that tournament. But, you know, there's also people out there that just want to be part of that warrior culture. They're part of the friendship, the camaraderie, getting up to Lake of the Woods. I mean, all that stuff, right? And, you know, it's really neat. I had a friend of mine from high school came up to me. Hey, Joe Henry. I'm like, what are you doing here? I just bought a warrior boat. No freaking way. Bought a brand new warrior boat. He was asking, where should I go fishing? We went up to Garden Island yesterday, first time I've been on the lake. What? You know? And it just goes to show that not everybody is so hardcore about fishing, but they want to get up there and participate in that camaraderie, that culture. And everybody was rubbing elbows very nicely, you know.
You got another big event for the veterans coming up at Lake of the Woods.
So next week is going to be our paid forward event. And it's a 10th annual formal event. It's actually our 11th year, if you take into account COVID, where we just brought out a couple of boats of veterans. I guess we should count that as one of them. So technically, it's our 11th year. And, you know, Paid Forward is our veterans event where the purpose of it is to honor, recognize, and celebrate all veterans. Really a neat deal. It's a 3-night, 2-day fishing trip. We our veterans go out on charter boats and fish. All the fishing, rod, reels, tackle, bait, lodging, food, everything's paid for. All you have to do is get yourself up there. We try to make it so it's first time veterans, meaning we try not to have veterans come a second or third time just so we can fit all the veterans in and give them some exposure to this event. We have guest speakers. We have camaraderie in the boats. And Brett, I got to tell you, every year there's magic. I think part of the magic certainly is putting six veterans on a boat together and the good meals and the good speakers we have to set the stage. But the true magic is veterans spending time with other veterans. There's always magic in this event. And I would just say that if there's any veterans that would want to apply for the 2025 event, we normally have it. You arrive on a Monday, you have a good dinner. Tuesday, Wednesday, you fish with dinners and speakers and stuff. And then Thursday, you have breakfast and you head for home. 3-night, 2-day. But, it's going to be the week before Labor Day next year, just like it is this year. And if you want to find out more about our Paid Forward Veterans event, it's the website is PayItForward, LOW, for Lake of the Woods, PayItForward, LOW.org. And all the information is on there. So you can certainly apply for next year if you've never attended that event and you're a veteran.
Such a great event. You know, those veterans events are just so important. And every one I've ever been to or been a part of, you just see what it means to those guys. And it gives you another opportunity to say thanks, which you can never say thanks enough, in my opinion. So
our guys and girls, and, you know, this is a veterans event. But we also, I know you do too, we love our men and women in blue, our first mm-hmm. responders. You know, they don't get enough credit, especially in today's world. You know, we have a shortage of police officers. And you know what, kudos to you guys and gals if you're out there and you protect and serve in any way, shape, or form. It means so much to our country right now.
Absolutely. People want to plan a trip yet this year for open water to get up, maybe do a little fall fishing at Lake of the Woods, or start thinking about ice fishing. What should they do?
Fishing has been excellent. Hey, simply check out our website. It is lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
Sporting Journal Radio is a division of Macaba LLC. If you missed any part of the show and want to listen to it again, or maybe hear an extended version of some of these interviews, you can download the podcast. Go to sportingjournalradio.com. Or you can watch this show on YouTube or Facebook.
Search for Sporting Journal Radio.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Have you been out to play our award-winning golf course? Hi, Andrea here from Westwood Golf Course and Sandtrap Bar and Grill in Phillips. Our golf course is open 6 days a week. Please call 715-339-3600 for a tee time. We have three upcoming tournaments. Please stop in for details and to sign up your teams. Our kitchen hours are Tuesday and Wednesday, 4 to 8:30, and Thursday through Saturday, 11 to 8:30. We have a wide variety of appetizers, fresh salads and wraps, burgers, and our homemade pizza. We also serve an all-day Friday fish fry and Saturday night prime rib dinners. We are just a short drive on County Road F off of Highway 13. See you soon.
Heckman Auction Estate Sales in Phillips, Wisconsin presents a fantastic opportunity to bid on a 1,430 square foot home with attached 1.5 car garage, workshop, and storage shed on 3.4 acres in Kennan, Wisconsin. Online bidding starts and ends Wednesday, August 28th. Preview the 3-bedroom, 1.5 bath home this Saturday, August 24th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at W10465 Highway 8, Kennan. For details, visit heckmanauction.com or download their free mobile app for easy online bidding. Heckman Auctions, heck yeah!
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down. Covered by the Verizon 5G network. And for less than $30 a month, we make your phone your ride or die. Switch now and pick a free 5G phone with qualified plan purchase. And your fourth line at no additional cost. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
"How's your French going?"
you can say,
"Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue."
Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Babbel.com.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
broadcasting on the Sporting Journal Radio Network, wherever you get your podcasts, or watch on YouTube.
It's on right now.
Well, we're here at the 2024 Pheasant Fest and Quail Classic,
presented by OnX. Know where you stand with OnX.
And our guest now is Jeremy Smith.
I fish, I hunt, and always will.
It's just to look out for your everyday hunter, angler, and trapper that's out there.
A Fish on Forever production. This is Sporting Journal Radio.
All right, welcome to the show. Fall is almost here. We are very excited about it, but we're not quite done yet with fishing. It seems like, Dan, a lot of fishing content getting crammed into just this 1 week right now.
Well, it's fishing's still hot. Still time to do it. What else are you going to do right now unless you live in North Dakota or if you're a South Dakota resident? There's not much hunting happening, so you're fishing or you're sitting at home like a loser.
You know, honestly, I'd be okay with fishing for another month probably before I got into hunting. Maybe some bow hunting I'd like to do, but... And dove hunting. I don't need a duck hunt quite yet. As my shirt says, make duck season late again. Paid for by Minnesota Hunters for an October opener. You can get these shirts at sportingjournalradio.com. Just click on the store and show your support for later duck season, especially when we got early teal. We can have an early teal season in Minnesota in September, an early goose season, and then just open the regular season up back in the first weekend in October, and we can shoot some of those late season mallards once again. More about the waterfowl numbers. They just put the spring survey results out. Some good stuff, some stuff not so good in there. We'll break it down for you here in just a little bit. We're going to talk about Youth Outdoor Activity Day in Alexandria with Dean Krebs. It's coming up this Sunday in Alexandria at the shooting park there. And we'll talk to Joe Henry and get a Lake of the Woods fishing report. And we're at the Warrior Tournament, the David A. Anderson Warrior, the Walleye Shootout up at Lake of the Woods. Kent Anderson joined us on the shore of the Rainy River. We recorded him last weekend during the tournament, and we'll play that interview back for you this week on this show. And don't forget, Tazen TV is up for a Carbon TV Award. We're really excited about this. We ask you to please go vote for Tazen TV as the best fishing show on Carbon TV. If you go to Carbon TV's website or the Tazen Lake Lodge YouTube page, you'll see the link and you can vote every day. So we ask you to please go vote for us and find out more about Tazen Lake at TazenLake.com. And Dan, who else are the sponsors this week on the show?
The official truck sponsor of Fish Hunt Forever is Inver Grove Toyota. And looking for your new rig, head to Inver Grove Toyota. Lake of the Woods Tourism. Lake of the Woods is the walleye capital of the world. Plan a trip for this open water season at LakeOfTheWoodsMN.com. OnX Hunt. See private land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the OnX Hunt app today. Tazen Lake Lodge. Catch world record lake trout and giant pike at Saskatchewan's Tazen Lake. Learn more at TazenLake.com. Devil's Lake, North Dakota. Catch it all at Devil's Lake. Prairie Sportsman, the new season is wrapped up, and you can watch episodes anytime at the Prairie Sportsman YouTube channel or check your TV guide for local airtimes. Haybale Heights Campground and Resort, fish Devil's Lake this summer or fall. Learn more at HaybaleHeights.com. And Guardian Eagle Resort, come fish the Ontario waters of Guardian Eagle Resort. Fly directly from Minneapolis. Learn more at GuardianEagle.com.
You know, we had a great trip there, and the video, I could sit and watch that video we did up there over and over again just because I love watching walleyes. Like, I love catching them. But, you know, we spent a little bit of time pike fishing up there, Dan, but I saw they caught, was it 47 and a half inch pike the other day?
Big pike up there.
Man. And, you know, honestly, most of the time they're targeting, or they're not even targeting pike, they're catching them jigging for walleye. So imagine a 47 inch pike on walleye gear. And I know you caught, what was yours, like 32, 33?
Yeah, something like that.
And Griffin caught a 36, I think, in the boat with us on walleye gear. I broke off immediately. I hooked into a pike, line broke immediately. So it was
starting to think you don't know how to tie good knots.
It's probably 47. I didn't tie that knot. That wasn't me, but
sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm going with anyway. But Guardian Eagle, check them out. Guardian Eagle Resort, Guardian Eagle
.com.
Thank you very much. And plan your trip for next year up to Guardian Eagle Resort and fly directly from Anoka, Blaine County, Anoka County Airport in Blaine.
Yeah, why do we say Minneapolis?
Yeah, because it's the Twin Cities. Minneapolis.
That's what you told me to say. Why do we say it's not Minneapolis?
I don't know. Anyway, it's a good time. Go there and check it out. And don't forget, if you're watching this show right now, you could win a new sun shirt from Sporting Journal Radio, a Fish Hunt Forever sun shirt. just for watching this. That's all you got to do. But you have to go to our website, put your email address in, get registered, and then go watch this YouTube video. And each week, each show, we draw winners for all kinds of prizes. We're going to have a bunch of other prizes coming up, and we'll start doing some hunting stuff here too. But right now, maybe one more week of Fish Hunt Forever fishing shirts, the sun shirts, to protect yourself out there. So go to sportingjournalradio.com, because, Dan, there's a little change in the weather.
It's getting hot. Have you looked at the forecast?
It's a little warm.
It's hot this weekend.
Shocker. Every time as we get ready for duck season, it gets hot. That's why I push for a late duck season once again, because I don't like duck hunting when it's 90 degrees, which we do a lot of times during this early teal season. So anyway, some good news. Did you have something, Dan?
I was just going to say, no one makes you go.
Yeah, well, I make myself go. There is a new report out from the waterfowl survey. The breeding population of ducks was estimated at 33.99 million. It's a 5% increase over last year, which is good. The only issue is that some of the increase in duck numbers came from further west than some of the traditional areas. So some of Saskatchewan, Manitoba, the Dakotas were dry originally. Obviously, some of that has changed. The eastern Dakotas, western Minnesota has been much better. In fact, ponds in the United States, including Montana and the Dakotas, increased by 49%. Mallards increased 8%. But that's more in the north and the west. Mallards decrease in every region of the Prairie Pothole region, including an 8% drop in southern Saskatchewan. And Dan, we spent some time in Saskatchewan. It was pretty dry up there again this year.
Fire bans as we left the province. Now, granted, that was up north, but it was I think Minnesota just got all the rain for most of the Midwest and Canada for the summer
and that spring. And that means good things for us. And a lot of the rains came after this survey, too. So some of these numbers probably actually increased in the Prairie Pothole region as ducks re-nested or maybe had a second nesting. But widgeon were up 55%. Green-winged teal were up 20%. Scop were up 16%. Gadwalls declined 11%. But here in our area, western Minnesota, eastern Dakotas, they increased by 20%. So if you're hunting in the eastern side of the Dakotas or western Minnesota, you might see more gadwalls this year. Blue-winged teal dropped 12%. Pintails dropped 11%. But there's a lot of numbers here. In the north and west, they're up 39%. And the pintail population has been the big topic of discussion this year because the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is implementing a new integrated hunter interim harvest strategy that will take effect for next season, the 2025-2026 seasons. And based on the 24 breeding population, hunters in all four flyways will be allowed to take up to 3 pintails daily next year. This year, still just 1. So just remember,
follow the science.
Still just one. Chris Nicolai, he's a waterfowl scientist for Delta Waterfowl, says they're excited about this. They're managing pintails with a different measure of harvest that incorporates banding data, which has made a huge difference. They say that everybody's been overestimating the pintail harvest by a factor of 2.3 times. So that's why pintail bag limits have been so low over the years. They think they're overestimating the harvest, so we're probably going to be allowed to shoot some more pintails in the future, at least just to see how things go. But in any case, Dan, I'm ready for the waterfowl season.
It's here.
I'm excited. I am jacked up about it for sure. And I see there's been some geese getting shot over in North Dakota, it looks like.
Yeah, I've seen a few pictures. That's a season I hope to never hunt ever again in my life. But for those of you that do it and have fun with it, that's awesome.
Well, if you do go hunting and you want a new truck this year and you don't want to spend $60,000 to $80,000, take a look at the Toyota Tacoma. Starting at just $36,195, Tacoma is the number one selling midsize truck in America, selling more than the Chevy Colorado and the Ford Ranger combined. It's better than ever and all new. They got a new one for 2024. It now tows up to 6,500 pounds and we'll get you where you need to go for all your hunting and fishing trips. And for our listeners, we will get you $250 off the lowest advertised price and an additional $500 for your trade-in. This is just for you, the Sporting Journal Radio and Fish Hunt Forever listeners and viewers. Go to InvergroveToyota.com/FHF. InvergroveToyota.com/FHF. And we got a link on our website, and claim your trade-in voucher. Claim your trade voucher today. You have to fill out that voucher to get the deal. All right. So that's pretty good deal on a new truck. If you don't want to get the big old Toyota Tundra, you can save some money. We got some new videos, by the way. We spent some time at Lake of the Woods. We got a new video coming to the Fish Hunt Forever channel on YouTube, right, Dan?
Yeah, at some point here when I get it done. Okay. I don't know when that will be, but it'll be there at some point.
Okay, that works. So. Well, we did put up a new Raising Tiny video, though, and you can see the day that I picked up Tiny, decided to name her and take her home. I can see that video. And we did some goose hunting and just some of the coolest wing trick in Canada geese that I've seen. You'll be able to watch that video right now. Go over to the Fish Hunt Forever YouTube channel and check it out. And then there's going to be another Raising Tiny episode. It's already in the can, ready to go. That'll be coming out very, very soon as well, too. Dan, I know you're going to the State Fair this week, right? This week or this
That's
weekend?
That's the plan.
Something like that. If you're going to be there, and I don't think you are, but if you're going to be there Tuesday, August 27th, stop by the DNR State Fair, or the DNR Fish Pond. What do they call it? The Fish Pond?
Fish Pond.
Scott Mockington is going to be speaking there Tuesday, August 27th. So Scott is going to tell you all about, there it is. Well, there goes all our productivity for the day.
Yeah, well, we get to see what videos you've been watching.
Yeah, the webcam, the Fish Pond webcam is up and running right now on YouTube, live from the Minnesota State Fair. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources Fish Pond webcam is available right now on YouTube. Go check it out and then go see Scott on Tuesday. All right, we've got Joe Henry with a Lake of the Woods fishing report coming up. We got Dean Krebs talking about Youth Outdoor Activity Day in Alexandria, and we have Kent Anderson from Warrior Boats talking about his big tournament on Lake of the Woods, all on the way. Don't go anywhere.
Now is the time to start thinking about chasing big walleyes on Devil's Lake. Get on the fish at Hay Bale Heights Campground and Resort. Hay Bale Heights makes it easy for you to make memories on legendary Devil's Lake with guided fishing and lodging packages. Or bring your own boat and rent one of their cabins on East Bay. Hay Bale Heights offers a private marina, fish cleaning station, and the opportunity to relax and enjoy your bucket list trip to Devil's Lake, North Dakota. To book your trip, visit haybaleheights.com. That's haybaleheights.com.
This is Sporting Journal Radio,
presented by OnX. Know where you stand with OnX.
All right, this is Sporting Journal Radio. Thanks for tuning in on the radio network, by demand, sportingjournalradio.com. Or if you're watching this on YouTube, you can see we are on the shore of the Rainy River here. We're up at Lake of the Woods. There's a pretty big event today, and we're up early because there are 155 boats dumping in and lined up here, heading out through the gap out to Lake of the Woods to fish in a big tournament this weekend. And Ken Anderson from Warrior Boats joins us. How you doing?
Good. Yourself?
Not too bad. Are you going to feel a little more relaxed tomorrow, you think?
I'm relaxed right now, really, to be honest with you. It's such a great event, and everybody is pretty laid back, and they're all here for a good time. So it's really, for me, it's a no-pressure event. You know, fishing a lot of tournaments, this one's like no pressure at all. It's easy peasy for me.
So tell us what the tournament is.
So what it is, it's the 9th annual David A. Anderson Memorial Walleye Shootout. And what that entails is it's a Warrior Boats Owner Tournament, Warrior Boats Reunion. Big family reunion we have up here, coming to one of the greatest fisheries in North America, Lake of the Woods. And we turn them loose out there with the greatest boats made.
How much work is it wrangling them in a line there to send them off like that?
You know, sometimes it goes really smooth, sometimes there's a little bit of a hiccup, but today they did a pretty good job. We just idle it out, and again, we give them a little extra time at the end of the day. So like today, I don't think we've sent the first boat till 7:10, just because it's easier to get them all stretched out like ducks in a row than having a whole bunch of boat wash splashing around. So it goes pretty smooth, everybody understands, and we get them out there. Like I told Denny this morning, we didn't blast them wide open until 7 o'clock, or 10 after 7, but we're getting them closer to the fishing grounds.
Oh yeah, for sure. Well, that's quite a sight, seeing that many boats stretched out like that.
I bet it was really cool on your drone.
Yeah, it was pretty neat.
Yeah.
So, I mean, because you said in the past with 144 boats, whatever, it was a mile and a mile.
About a mile and a quarter, we figured, because we make it to the second bend before we send them out. So, it's
a little longer today.
Yeah, it's a long stretch. It's pretty cool, pretty humbling.
Yeah, that's neat. I mean, I had to feel pretty good to see. It has to feel pretty good to see not only that many boats in your tournament, but the fact that they're all Warrior
boats.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I'm pretty sure. I mean, I follow tournaments pretty close, and I think that this is the largest tournament in the state of Minnesota this year. Leech Lake normally had 155. I don't think they closed or filled this year. So we are the largest tournament in the state of Minnesota. Not only that, it's one boat brand.
Yeah.
You know, who can say that? And even to top it off, the boats are built in Minnesota.
Right.
You know, so it's pretty cool that you build them here and then we put on the event. It's kind of like you build it, they will come. And it's kind of what it really feels like. So it's breathtaking. It's amazing experience and it's humbling.
How far away are these guys coming from?
We have teams like Colorado. I've seen some today. Although I've had people from Ohio. So everywhere we have Warrior dealers, I think we have customers that sneak in here and come up and experience this great place.
Yeah, how many dealers do you have and how far away are they?
We have 25 dealer locations, and I have dealers from Tonawanda, New York, which most of you probably have no idea where that is. So it's right next to Niagara Falls. It's right on the Niagara River, right above the falls.
Oh, okay.
So that's my farthest eastern dealer right now, and then I have dealers all the way out to Great Falls, Montana, which is my farthest western dealer, and then we have dealers all the way down to Kansas City, Missouri.
Where else, you know, have you, let's say this, where have you trailered your boat to fish some cool places?
Well, Fort Peck is one of the coolest places.
Oh, sure.
And I didn't go there for a while. I went there to catch lake trout. That was pretty awesome. You know, I had been traveling around to tournaments with my father since I think I fished my first tournament when I was 14 years old. I've been a lot of places. I remember going to, when I was 16 or 17, we fished PWT and going to Detroit, and I was like, oh man, you know, coming out of Minnesota. But pretty wild. Fishing's took me a lot of places. You know, I fished Lake Erie to Fort Peck and pretty much everything in between.
So the 14-year-old self, looking back, did you ever think that you'd be where you're at today?
It was always a dream. You know, if you were to ask my mom when I was growing up what I wanted to do, and I just always said I wanted to be a professional fisherman or be involved in the industry, and I'm here. So living a dream, and you know, it's a job, but it's pretty hard to call it work when you love what you do.
How long you been fishing the NWT?
I've fished the NWT since 2013 when they had their first event. So there's like five or six of us, I think, left that have fished every event and made every championship.
Oh, wow.
So I'm one of those, and I fished my first Pro-Am event back in 2008, which was the last in-fisherman professional walleye trail tournament I fished on the St. Croix River. So,
oh, no kidding.
Been fishing tournaments for quite a while now.
Wow.
I used to be one of the young guys. Now I'm starting to feel like I'm one of the old guys with a gray beard and everything else. So
that's the way it works.
Yep.
Man. All right, so what do you think the future, like, looking at the NWT, what do you think the future looks like?
Oh, I don't know if we want to get that deep today on this one. I think there's good stuff going in the industry, and I think there's some really turmoil going in the industry. I just been around a long time with it, not as long as others, and it's kind of in a shaky spot, to be honest with you. They had great numbers in the NWT this year, but there's just some things out there that kind of a cloud hanging around over some stuff, and we need to get it straightened out before it crashes, because nobody wants to see tournaments go away.
No, and that's a good one, too.
It gets to be tough, you know. I'll just throw this one out there. Like, let's take their schedule for next year. We're all family men, for the most part. We all have families at home, and they have five events next year, and I think four of them hit holidays. They put us pre-fishing on Easter. We don't get home from the next one until the Friday of Memorial Weekend. They have us pre-fishing over the 4th of July, and they take our Labor Day away as well. So you look at that, and they'll get people to fish them, but I mean, you just think about that. You know, I get it's tough scheduling tournaments, but you have to think about everybody's family too, because if the anglers don't have their families taken care of at home, it's gonna be very hard for those anglers to go, because the first thing you gotta do is make sure everything's taken care of at home before you hit the road, so.
You think that's just how the schedule fell, or do you think they were looking at chance for people to have days off already to be able to do this, or?
I
think it's just coincidence.
I think they just schedule it around what makes it work for them. You know, I don't think, and maybe I'm wrong, I think a lot of times there's a lot of oversight in it, but it should really be taken into consideration, and hopefully they can make some adjustments to it. You know, it's obviously they can't just do it for me, and there's going to be guys that like it because of some vacation time, Yeah. But on the flip side of it, you know, don't have to land everyone on one.
Let me ask you about weigh-ins and, you know, the way, obviously the way you're doing your tournament here with the, you know, the catch and release type situation. Do you think that's the future for all tournaments? Like even bass tournaments, you know, you're bouncing those fish around a little bit. Bass are pretty tough, but you're killing some fish in those tournaments. Do you think the weigh-in is so much a part of some of these tournaments that it'll never go away, or do you think eventually it's going to be catch photo release?
I think everything should be catch photo release, to really be honest with you. And the weigh-in process, you know, like everybody, take an NWT weigh-in. Those fish don't come out on stage. Nobody sees them. So let's just take Skakwea as the last event I was at. I ran 68 miles one way. So I catch those fish, and I got to keep them live. It's live, you're live weigh-in. So I catch those fish, I keep them live, I run them 68 miles back. Now I pull into a harbor. Now I got to take those fish out of live well, take them out, I put them in a bag, I carry them, you know, whatever it was, 300-400 yards up to where the bump tank is. I dump those fish out of that bag into a basket, I take that basket, I put it into a tank waiting to get checked if they're live or dead. Get to the guy that's going to check them if they're live or dead, I take them out, I set them up there, they're out of the water, he checks if they're live or dead, yep, you're good, you take them, you put them in another tank. Now more than likely, my live well, that tank are all three different temperatures, right? So I do that, now Kent, you're up. I go up, I run up, put them on stage, get them weighed. Now those fish are in a basket, dry. They're sitting there, they weigh, you know, what's it take, a couple minutes, whatever. Those fish come off the stage, they go to another tank, they taste them there. Now you want to get your picture taken, so you get your picture taken. Take those fish out of the water again, get your picture taken, you throw them back into the basket or into the bag, and then a volunteer takes them, and they got to walk all the way back down to the water and put them in a release boat, and the ones that live get released, and the ones that don't get given away for a good cause. But the handling of that most people probably wouldn't even realize that I say that, and I'm not trying to bash on anything. I'm just, that's a huge step.
Yeah.
So my envision on